The following program was previously recorded.
It's time for another episode of Live and Local. From the studios at 33rd and Burt, I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. Very kind of you to join me today. There's an organization that is helping people find safe and stable housing, and they're helping vulnerable people who really need that assistance. On Sunday, October 3rd, they are having a Hand Up for Housing walk-a-thon. And with me is one of the team members of the Matthew 25 team, Becky Nickel. Becky, thank you for joining me on Live and Local.
Thank you so much, Mike, for having me.
Matthew 25, can you kind of explain what the organization is?
Sure. So the Presbyterian Church USA had an initiative known as Matthew 25. And our church is a Matthew 25 church, First Presbyterian Church. And then our presbytery of the Presbytery of Missouri River Valley is a Matthew 25 presbytery. And it's calling us, the Matthew 25 40 is truly, I tell you, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did for me. So it's engaging us in the world around us and our communities and looking at all the possibilities of ways that we can boldly act in serving hungry, oppressed, imprisoned, or the poor. And so that's our lead in to our walk-a-thon.
Sure. And right now, housing is first and foremost in the news. There are many evictions coming. And oddly enough, there's a huge amount of federal money out there, but it's not being distributed in a timely fashion right now, which is causing a real time problem. So with your Hand Up for Housing walk-a-thon, this is an opportunity to, at a grassroots level, really help people either stay in their homes or find homes. Is that correct?
Yes, for our Hand Up for Housing commitment, we are looking at how do we help families. We got at a time when COVID hit, as well as looking at some World Herald articles, we knew that families and youth had a special focus for us and looking at our commitment for the walk-a-thon. And so we're not experts in housing, but we knew to go to agencies that are. And so we're partnering with three agencies with 100% of the funds going to those agencies, divided between the three, to provide secure and stable housing for vulnerable families and youth in the Omaha area.
Sure, and that's Heartland Family Service, the Open Door Mission / Lydia House, and Youth Emergency Services, all three very reputable organizations that have done a lot to ensure that people are able to find safe and stable housing. How long has this walk-a-thon been in existence?
So this, actually, we've been working on it for about 4 months. This was an area in which we felt our church has done a lot of mission work and volunteering and giving dollars and providing supplies. We've had for 50 years a Hand Up food pantry that helps serve the community. And so this is an extension of looking on other ways in which, as a Matthew 25 church, we could reach out into the community. And so this is a new piece for us. We've been learning a lot along the way. We really appreciate the partnerships we've had with those three agencies in providing guidance, sharing their stories so that we have even additional information about the need in our community.
You mentioned the food pantry portion of it. During the course of what is now coming up on about 2 years, how heavy was the hit to your food pantry as things got worse with the pandemic?
I just have to say we were so lucky in that the food bank provided food for us. Quite often we purchased the food from the food bank. It was provided free for our people. And then we also received agricultural wonderful vegetables and fruits available to us, and usually a gallon of milk. All of those kinds of things really helped us support the community and the people that would come. We have it's every Thursday. Opens at 3:15 and closes at 5:15. And we, again, have church volunteers that help work that pantry. So, yes, it's kind of just a part of our DNA to look at ways that we can help reach out into the community.
Where's the pantry located?
It's right there at First Presbyterian Church on 34th and Farnham. So there's an entry, there's a back alley area, and so there's an entry there. that leads right down into where the clients can come in and pick their food, pick out their food. During the pandemic, we had curb service. We bagged the food and then handed it out when people drove in. So just to make sure everyone was safe. And we do have a mask requirement, of course. But anyway, that's otherwise we're back inside.
Very good. Very good. The Hand Up for Housing Walkathon is Sunday, October 3rd. If you're looking for information on this, you can go to fpcomaha.org/Matthew-25. That's First Presbyterian Church Omaha, fpcomaha.org/Matthew-25 for more information. She is Becky Nichols. She's a member of the Matthew 25 team that's putting together the Hand Up for Housing Walkathon, and she has been my guest today on Live and Local. Thank you, Becky. Appreciate your time.
Thank you so much, Mike.